Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about construction companies should be bilingual. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. And we are an affiliate of Shop Caterpillar. Are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel, hats, shirts, watches, shoes, socks, jackets, anything? Then come to this, which is an affiliate link at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. To know a language that is not your first language is, and able to speak it, read it, and understand the language fluently is a great skill. Not many Americans or United States can speak more than one language. It is perhaps that we are brought in a way where we have heard and taught only English. There are a few institutions that teaches language spoken by people of other countries, and it is also always going to be a beneficial for you if you are able to learn it well. America is a country where people from various countries have come in and are living with the feeling of togetherness. They are contribute big time to our society and also bring more business from their countries. In a situation like this, it will be handy if an American can speak their language. This will certainly impress the client, and there will be not much gap in communicating with the counterpart. Construction industry is one such industry where you got to deal with clients with several countries. You do not want to miss the opportunity of business getting clicked just because you can't communicate with the other person in their language. Remember, not everybody around the world is fluent in English, and they prefer talking to someone who knows their language. The construction industry in the U.S. gets a lot of investment deals from the Chinese and Japanese. You will not find many people from these two countries to speak English. If you have a delegation of around 10 people, you will hardly find two who can fluently communicate in English. Rest will depend on the two guys who will later explain the conversation to them. This is perhaps not the way how business are conducted in the construction industry, and therefore it is high time that the construction companies go bilingual. Construction companies will not want to labor to be bilingual, as they do not have the need to communicate with people from other nations. However, the guys in the admin or the receptionist should have a fair understanding on language spoken in Europe or in South America and in Mexico, Spanish language. You should also hire guys who can speak the language of the country that your clients belong from. We have a lot of people in the U.S. who speak Spanish and Chinese, and there are also many offices who hire receptionists who can freely communicate in these languages. This should also followed by the construction company. You should always have a couple of guys that can speak Spanish, you know, right now, especially in Texas. The marketing team should have people who can speak multiple languages at the same time. It is always a plus point to know as many languages as one can. A few big construction companies have already gone bilingual. They have started to hire staff who can speak more than one language. They have realized the importance of being bilingual. Being able to speak the language of the client, they are already get halfway through the deal. The rest, they have generated the confidence amongst the clients that they have the ability to complete the work on time. You know, I'm a big believer, if you can speak more than one language, you will make more money. So, you know, in any sales job or any construction job, if you can speak Spanish and English, especially in Texas, you can make a lot more money. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless you.